Welcome to this weekly edition of the BayPay Forum Payments News. My name is Cindy and these were the news from November 23, 2020 to November 27, 2020. This edition is brought to you by Paycademy, the first business school to learn payments in fintech. On November 23, here were the news. MasterCard and Spotii partner to provide buy now pay later options in the Middle East. Paytm launches buy now pay later feature for postpaid users. Western Union to acquire a minority stake in Saudi digital payments company. American Express users can add cards to Apple Pay after approval. QuadPay reimagines, buy now, pay later, shopping experience with QuadPay for Chrome. Italian fintech Satispay gets €93 MLN to further accelerate growth. COVID crisis could set back a generation of women in business, MasterCard index funds. On November 24, here were the news. UnionPay International, Abu Dhabi Islamic Bank partner to enable contactless payments in the UAE. Nayix, Uansfer, Alipay team up to enable QR code payments across North America. Payoneer launches payment orchestration platform for e-commerce merchants in North America. JoomPay obtains e-money license. Landmark Group, Tabby offers buy now pay later solutions to customers in the UAE. Indian digital payments company Cashfree raises $35 million United States dollars. Bunk, FOS to offer Android-based POS payments. Raffles Hotel Singapore, Adyen partner to offer guests contactless tokenized payments. On November 25, here were the news. Capitec launches QR code scanning feature. MasterCard and SBI Card enable contactless payments on the SBI Card app. Ing launches the Ing Pay service in the Philippines. Isetan launches a shopping app with in-store personnel assistance capabilities. Stocard expands its mobile payment service across multiple European countries. Worldline and Nets join the European Payments Initiative. WorldRemit, Digicel International partner to enable mobile wallet transfers in Pacific Islands. Mercado Libre selects Amazon Web Services as its primary cloud provider. On November 26, here were the news. MasterCard, sum up to launch payment service for Ford vehicles in Europe. Nuve, unicorn partner to support transactions in 24 countries. MasterCard to provide digital debit card for Cityplex accounts on Google Pay. Yes Bank, Worldline launch SMS Pay on POS terminals. Flutterwave launches a refund policy for online shoppers. Yoba Smart Money partners with Nets for its new SMEs payment solution. Stripe in talks for funding at $70 BLN valuation or more. Postbank, UnionPay International launched a new payment card in Uganda. On November 27, here were the news. Megabank launches NFC-based contactless payment system through its cards. Klarna expands its buy now pay later service to in-store shopping at all Australian retailers. Viber to launch chatbot payments feature in the Philippines. WHP Global launches WHP Plus, a full-service e-commerce platform for consumer brands. Merchants can now receive unlimited payments through Paytm Wallet at 0% fee. Uber, Bond brand loyalty partner to bring last-mile on-demand delivery ahead of holiday rush. Zalando selects AWS as its preferred cloud provider. This concludes our edition for today. We want to thank again Paycademy, the first business school to learn payments and fintech, for their support. You can find more information on their website at paycademy.com. We hope you enjoyed it and see you tomorrow for our next edition.